really just getting any underwear commissions can be pretty fascinating. I had a friend commission me to make him a set of sort of days of the week style briefs, but they were sports of the week, so they had, you know, basketballs on some of them and billiards and badminton, baseball.
27-year-old Amy Carr is not your traditional seamstress, but she is an example of the new generation of do-it-yourself or DIY crafters. According to the recently released book Handmade Nation, today's craft world has emerged as a marriage between historical technique, punk culture, and the DIY ethos, also influenced by traditional handiwork, modern aesthetics, politics, feminism, and art. 25-year-old Lucy Robinson sells embroidered handkerchiefs, aprons, and clothes under the name Blow My Nose. She's sold hankies embroidered with the likeness of Lionel Richie and Will Smith, along with more traditional pieces.
There is a huge amount of young people knitting, making jewelry, selling their paintings, selling their photographs. I think as a reaction against mass-marketed items and gifts where, you know, you can get something special made by someone locally.
The average age of a Creative Home Arts magazine subscriber is 51, with only 10% under the age of 34. What draws young people to sewing, embroidery, and other crafts can be the burgeoning DIY movement, but oftentimes it comes from their environment growing up.
It kind of was just something that was always around the house and in my family. A lot of seamstresses. My mom made all of our clothes when we were little, so it sort of grew out of that, I guess.
Amy sells mostly undergarments on her website, Panther by Hand. Some are simple briefs, some are more elaborate, like teddies, tutus, and corsets.
I started making underwear because the material cost was really low, so it was something I could spend some time on and just sort of mess around with different ideas without having to spend tons of money before I figured it out.
Lucy is self-taught in needlepoint and embroidery.
I'm not that technical. My stuff is very precise and it looks really good, but I don't sort of tend to decorate it up with a lot of different stitches. I'm more of like a realist embroiderer than someone who puts a lot of French knots all over their embroidery. And I'm not saying French knots are not cute, but I try to keep things kind of flat.
Despite this, it can still take Lucy up to 50 hours to complete a complicated piece. She works on Blow My Nose in her spare time. Her day job is as a publicist for a trio of record labels. Her job has afforded her the opportunity to make pieces for some of her artists, such as Magnolia Electric Company songwriter Jason Molina.
Jason Molina didn't have a contract, really, with Secretly Canadian, but he was the first signed artist. And his contract was writing the word yes on the back of a teabag. And my boss, Jonathan, still has this teabag, and he photocopied it, and I embroidered it on his handkerchief with his initials, J-A-M, Jam.
Amy recently took on Panther by Hand as a full-time endeavor and works 40 to 60 hours a week on it. She has a studio in the Bloomington-based Art Hospital space and spends much of her time preparing for and attending craft fairs where she sells her products.
It can be very difficult to wake up and decide to go work all day when you could do absolutely anything. No one's telling you what to do. Also, money concerns are a lot higher when you're not completely sure who is giving you money and when.
But she still calls it rewarding, and so does Lucy. And if you're wondering if Lucy carries a handkerchief herself, the answer is yes.
Sort of throughout my life, I've definitely been a promoter of lost causes, one of them being carrying a handkerchief. I have my great-grandmother's handkerchief. I don't use it because it's obviously like a family heirloom, but I think it's neat to like pass them down as embroidered sort of little trinkets of yourself.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.
Ay, tu primo colorado con barba camburada.